The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Victory Monday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Monday, October 4th.
It was an offensive day, so on both sides of the ball here, or both sides of the field. Pat had ended up with 5 touchdowns, which I thought was a tremendous day. Tyreek had 11 catches for 186 yards. Clyde with 14 carries. For 102 yards, and then our defense did a great job in the red zone. So we held them to field goals instead of touchdowns. We were down there 5 times, and we were successful with that part of it, 3 out of the 5 times. So, and then Mike Dana had the 2 sacks, which was great. He was around the quarterback most of the day, and that was great. It was a good day for the punters too. They had a vacation on both teams, and. That can be a good thing and a bad thing, right? So that's also goes both sides of the field. But all in all, it was a good game. So we're glad we won the game.
Yeah, it certainly was an offensive game that saw the Chiefs drop 42 points in Philadelphia. Patrick Mahomes led the way with 5 touchdown passes, and Tyreek Hill, he went crazy. He had 11 catches for 186 yards and 3 touchdowns. Clyde Edwards-Helaire chipped in 102 yards on the ground, and he had a touchdown catch of his own. The Eagles could not slow this Chiefs offense throughout the game, and while the Chiefs didn't play a perfect game, they were simply too much for the Eagles' young offense to keep up with. It's always a positive to get back in the win column, but the Chiefs all acknowledge there's still some improvement to be made ahead.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you guys asked me this last week about does it bother you? Well, yeah, it bothers everybody. I mean, you're in a profession where winning is very important. And so these guys take that personal, and they understand that. And they've had success, and they want to get back doing the things that they know are correct. And we weren't doing that for a couple of weeks. We had all these turnovers and too much. We were giving game. You give games away that way, and that's what we did. So it was important that we buckled down better and do a nice job, and that's what happened today.
We got to be honest here. The Chiefs defense continued to struggle in this game, but thanks to some miscues from the Eagles and a key fourth down stop, they left Philadelphia on a high note. Patrick Mahomes admitted after the game there is still room to grow here.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a good step in the right direction. It shows that work that we put in this last week was what we need to do every single week. It shows that we have to be able to run the football to open up other things. But there's still a lot of things that we have to get better at. We have to cut the turnovers on either another interception, another mistake in a crucial part of the game. And we have to find ways to get stops in the red zone, which I thought the defense did a good job of that today. And at the end of the day, we have to find ways to continue to win. And I think we have a nice test this next week playing the Bills and how well they're playing. We have to do it Sunday at Arrowhead, Sunday Night Football, so it'll be a good game.
It says a lot about the mentality of this Chiefs team that even after a big win, a blowout following the 2 straight losses, everybody is pretty open here and saying there are still things to work on, especially in a game where they were able to do something like this.
Mahomes off his back foot, sails it deep and caught by himself, Tyreek Hill! for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, after back-to-back quiet games, Tyreek Hill went bananas on Sunday. The Eagles decided to pick their poison, and that meant curbing Travis Kelce. He only had 4 catches for 23 yards, but that really opened things up for Hill, who now has 2 monster performances of the 4 games this season.
I don't know, man. I'm just thankful to be a part of this team. You know, I mean, I feel like each and every week, you know, I mean, people expect me to be this, be that, but I'm always be me, you know, for this team. You know, I don't care if I have, you know, 200 yards. I don't care if I have 50, as long as we get the W. So that's me. That's my mindset each and every day. That's the way my dad taught me to play football, play for my brothers.
You got to know that Chiefs fans are thankful for this team, too, and especially thankful when the offense does things like this.
Mahomes swings it. Touchdown! A laser beam to Tyreek Hill and the gymnastics move to top it off.
Yeah, we also need to make sure we give Clyde Edwards-Helaire some attention. He had his 2nd straight 100-yard performance. The Chiefs' offensive line, especially on the right side, created massive running lanes for Clyde on Sunday, and the Chiefs made sure to pay it off for him with an early underhanded touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes, roll. Underhanded toss for the touchdown. Edwards-Helaire.
The Chiefs have lacked a consistent running game for some time now, and Clyde, similar to Mahomes and Hill, stressed that this is a team game. It's team over individual.
You know, I feel like when any of our numbers are called on the offense, we all come out and perform. It's just one of those things that we know and we understand as an individual group and different guys on the offense. Everybody's going to have their games. Everybody's going to have, like, their ups. And, you know, when your number call, you go and perform. And it's just that simple. I never just look down upon myself as far as a performance. If I go out and only get a couple carries, it's whatever I had to do that week, I was doing whatever the team needed. It's not just like a point and fingers thing for me. So I go out and handle my job and do what I'm supposed to do.
The Chiefs' offensive line continues to improve on a weekly basis with some minor hiccups here and there. But if the Chiefs can run like this throughout the season, it's going to be hard to find a defense you feel can curb the Chiefs. And let's not forget now, Josh Gordon is waiting in the wings with reports that he may get the call as early as next week against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday Night Football. But let's not get ahead of ourselves just yet.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. I'm not going to say what Tyreek said, but it was definitely exciting to kind of get him that win. We were due to get him that win. It's been a couple weeks now, but I'm glad we got to do it in Philadelphia and around where he kind of came into his own, and now he's in the Kansas City, and it's a good thing he's here with us.
We know what the city of Philadelphia means to Andy Reid, and it's been a story for the past couple of weeks. Now, finally, with Sunday's win, Andy Reid became the first head coach in NFL history to win 100 games with 2 different teams. Andy did have to wait a couple of weeks, but that meant he could get the win against his former club. So congrats, coach, and congrats to you on your victory Monday and for making it through the Arrowhead Drive for Monday, October 4th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's AP Out of Structure with Ron Kopp and Matt Stagner. Get those questions in. As for me, that's it for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Wednesday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.